Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33, ambulances carrying life support machines and specialist staff are transferring sick children and babies across the region to intensive care wards in a new 24/7 service. The service is known as PANDA, which is Paediatric and Neonatal Decision Support and Retrieval Service. It's launched officially in the last few days, and the PANDA lead and Deputy Medical Director for Cambridge University Hospital, Sue Buster, is with us this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
And to you as well. So how does this work? How many ambulances do you have assigned to this particular project?
So we have two ambulances assigned to the paediatric arm of the service and three ambulances assigned to the neonatal arm of the service currently.
And how does PANDA compare with what went before it?
So I think this is an investment in really looking after children across the east of England. So before there was just the neonatal service based in Cambridge, and that service has now been expanded to cover paediatrics for Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, which just means that there is more teams, more available for children who need us when they're at their sickest.
So previously then, because obviously there's a lot of work goes on at Addenbrookes Hospital on the biomedical campus. Is the idea to get the children to somewhere quicker or to make sure they're able to stay within better touch of their families?
A combination of both, really. I think that it's partly getting to children quicker, that we can be more responsive if we've got more vehicles, more specialist crews, more teams available. So when children are critically sick in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, we can get to them more quickly. But equally, and for them to be in an intensive care where they can get that specialist treatment. But equally, when they're better, to get them back closer to home and nearer their families, which is also really important.
And I guess we're talking about some really sick children here who need to be cared for sometimes very quickly. You know, if you're sick, you can get sicker, and you need to have that support absolutely on hand.
Yes, you do, and the team are a specialist team who are trained in paediatric intensive care, both doctors and nurses, but also specialist kit and specialist ambulances that are designed for essentially a mini intensive care on wheels.
And how have the ambulances been funded? Has there been money set aside for that, or has there been some sort of additional government funding coming in to pay for it all?
So a combination of two things. So some additional government funding to support the service, but also some really significant fundraising from Addenbrookes Charitable Trust, which has raised close to £250,000 for the service, really buying the specialist kit that we need for transfer. So ventilators, monitors, defibrillators, and that all allows us to care for critically sick children on the road.
I guess this is one of the instances where the ACT, the Addenbrookes Charitable Trust, really comes into its own. Is it the scenario basically, you know, they've provided some of the kit at least, and then I guess it's up to the day-to-day funding to pay for the people, your staff and colleagues, in order to be able to use that so the patients can get the best out of it?
Yeah, so they've sort of, you know, given us a sort of a real leg up, a real starting point in funding that. And then that's for us to continue to work with them, to work with the wider NHS to make sure that we've got the resources in the long term. But this is something that is, you know, absolutely with an increasingly large population in the east of England, there's a real need for something that's of this specialist, high quality nature.
Well, I mean, what kind of numbers? I mean, I don't know if it's possible actually to put it into numbers, but like, how many call-outs a week do you get, or do you think that this service will be put into use on a weekly basis?
So already for the neonatal service, which has been running for some time, we do around, for the neonatal work alone, we do around 1,400 emergency calls a year.
Wow.
And for the neonatal team alone, we travel around 15,000 miles a month. So the numbers, when we start to include the paediatric work, we think will be quite significant.
Wow, that's in quite huge numbers. So the thing that you're doing today with the live tweets coming out of PANDA, tell us a little bit about that. What can we expect? And what are you hoping to achieve by doing it, I guess?
So we just want to raise the profile of a service. Often people don't know much about neonatal and paediatric retrieval. It's quite a niche service until you need us.
Yeah.
And so it's really just talking a little bit about what the service looks like, a day in the life of, if you like. So what happens when the calls come in, how we care for babies and children, and a chance to meet the dedicated and expert team that I work with. And I mean, it's a real privilege to do so.
Mm. So you're starting that today. Tell us, how will we find the tweets? How can we follow that? Because actually, thinking about what you've just said there, from a sort of start to finish, we're going to get a really insightful kind of like thing, idea of what goes on a day-to-day basis here. So how do we follow the tweets that you'll be sending out?
So either on the CUH Twitter account, which is at CUH underscore NHS, or if you hashtag Panda Takeover, both of those should take you to the live tweets.
That is good. We will take a look for those, maybe read a few out and also retweet them so some of our listeners can pick up on that. But Sue, thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you this morning, and look forward to reading some of those tweets during the course of the day.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Sue Buster, who is the Panda lead for that Children's Ambulance Service, also the Deputy Medical Director at Cambridge University Hospitals, and takes us to 8:39.
We're live and local. Cambridge 105.